Yeah, so one of our children has ADHD, and they were on a stable dose of medication that unfortunately ran out. So we refilled it. And after we refilled it, this medication that had been tolerated very well, all of a sudden they wouldn't take it. We'd have a big fight every morning about it's time to take your medicine. And, you know, they just didn't feel well taking the new pill.
So what is the explanation?
So I went back and looked at it, and it turned out I had gotten a generic version of the medication. And when I looked back, I had a different version the last time. After a lot of investigation, it looks like it was something related to this generic version of the medicine, had poor quality in terms of manufacturing, or wasn't the same as the precursor.
Are you surprised by what happened?
I was very surprised. So as a physician, I take the idea that the FDA has reviewed generic medicines to be bioequivalent as an understanding that, in fact, the medications are the same. In fact, I have had lots of discussions about this over the years. It turns out, unfortunately, that's not the case. What the FDA does is review the data provided by manufacturers on a really limited number of patients, as few as 12. And we also, the FDA actually relies on manufacturers to tell them the information about their quality manufacturing processes. The FDA actually doesn't necessarily audit all of those processes. They audit the documents. And so they don't have the capacity to go all around the world now and inspect every single manufacturing facility.
How's your child doing now?
My child's doing really well because we switched back to the medication she had tolerated before. As we were going through this process, I went back and talked to our pediatrician, and I thought she was going to tell me we were overreacting. And she said, "Oh my goodness, not you too. I have this problem all day long with children with ADHD or on stable doses of depression medicines. Every time the pharmacy switches, they have a reaction. Either the dose isn't the right dose, or they don't tolerate the medication, or they're withdrawn from the market." She said she literally is looking at the FDA website week by week to see if any of the brands that being used for generic drugs are being withdrawn.
You know so many people that rely on those generic medications, it may be unaffordable otherwise. What are your lessons and advice for the rest of us navigating this clearly murky world of medications?
In our paper, you know, I said really clearly, look, this isn't the FDA's fault. The FDA was in charge of drug manufacturing in the U.S. It was a really constrained environment. Now, drug manufacturing is a global enterprise. Since 2005, more manufacturing has been done offshore than has been done in this country. And one agency just can't police the entire world. But what I take issue with is actually the pharmacy and the people behind the pharmacy. So when I went on the pharmacy website, they said that the generic drugs that they sell us are reviewed and tested by the FDA. And actually, that's not true. The FDA doesn't automatically test drugs unless there's a problem. But there's no information about whether or not they test the drug. So if I go to a retail pharmacy and they're charging me good money for a prescription, they're not standing behind the quality of that product. They just bought the cheapest drug that they could find that had the biggest markup to sell to me. I'd much rather be involved with a pharmacy that said, look, we really care that your child gets a benefit from this drug, the benefit that you and your doctor had intended, and we're going to assure you that there's a stable quality to the products that we distribute.
If you are faced with the choice of a generic form of a medication, is it important to ask the doctor questions, the pharmacist questions? I guess all across the board, you have to say, is my child or am I getting the same benefit from the generic version as any other version?
Unfortunately, it is all across the board. You could ask the pharmacist who's making this. Do you have experience with people not tolerating this? You could ask the doctors again. You can try and have a preference. You know, if I got one brand of generic and in February and it was working, then we should get the same brand in March. But I think we also need to advocate with our employers. You know, this is not tolerable. We should not be in this position as consumers. We don't have a lot of insight into this market. There are plenty of other people that are in the supply chain that can make sure that the quality of the products is there for us. Generic medications have been a huge benefit to all of us. They've been in the market for a long, long time. It's really important for us to make sure that they stay high quality and available to us, because the price point benefits and the convenience benefits of having generic drugs in the market are really what's saving American consumers lots of money. The other piece that came out of this work that we did was not an issue of raising fault with the FDA. And in fact, the FDA just testified before Congress in June to the same set of issues, that brand and generic manufacturers don't invest in quality manufacturing processes. And in fact, because the generic drug market is solely based on price, we don't see high quality products out there. There's no kind of branded generics out there that you can ask for. And so I think that's why we're in this bind.